Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. We've got a concerning development, an intriguing model, and a few quick items to go over today. Let's news it up. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of Humanity First and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. Man-made lakes that supply water to millions in the western U.S. and Mexico may shrink to historic lows in coming months, to levels that could trigger the first ever U.S. official water shortage declaration, according to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's 24-month projections. It could also threaten electricity generation at Hoover Dam. The culprit is less Colorado River water. Climate change is resulting in less snowpack flow into the river and its tributaries, and in hotter temperatures that dry out soil and evaporate the river water. We will see this more and more into the future, and desalination will become vital infrastructure around the world. Economist and entrepreneur Steve Roth released an intriguing economic model the other day. He used new spending and wealth data to model what would have happened over the last 30 years had there been a 1.5% transfer of wealth from top to bottom, such as would happen with a small tax-funded UBI. The key principle being studied is the velocity of wealth, the empirically proven phenomenon that people tend to spend lower percentages of their total income as their wealth increases. Put simply, poor people spend more than rich people. The economy is a recycler. The faster goods and services and money are being exchanged, the more resources are being put to use, i.e., putting money into the hands of the poor benefits GDP more than giving it to the rich, because the poor spend it. This is why the U.S. economy has been falling short of GDP projections and goals for decades. We've been funneling larger shares of wealth into a smaller share of the population who spend it less via trickle-down economic policy for decades, and it's starving the economy at its base. You can't grow a consumer economy without consumers having more money to spend. Roth's model produced shocking results. Modeling a 1.5% downward redistribution, it found that 2019's total consumption spending, which correlates strongly with GDP, would have been 52% higher than it is today. It largely leaves the wealth of the top 20% unchanged while growing the wealth of everyone else, with the poorest gaining massively. In other words, trickle-down economics has crippled our economic and quality of life growth, and UBI is the way to revitalize it. Of course, it's just a model, and what assumptions went into it determine its accuracy. If anyone has the economic expertise to evaluate the integrity of this model, or if you see that it has been evaluated by someone who does, please let us know. Quick shout out to NASA today for their successful flight of the first ever helicopter on Mars. It was an extreme challenge, once thought impossible, to get enough lift in Mars' very thin atmosphere, but they found a way and proved it with a maiden voyage of the miniature helicopter that was paired with the latest rover sent. Hopefully, it will be able to film the first human visitors departing SpaceX's Starship in the not-too-distant future. Yang will be hosting a comedy night fundraiser with Danny Zoldan, Jocelyn Chia, Matthew Broussard, and Yoshika Watson this Thursday, April 22nd. UBI Center's Max Guinness and Humanity Forward's Greg Nassif will be discussing the next steps for UBI also on Thursday, and Scott Santons joined Alana Strauss on her Flipped World podcast to talk UBI. Details on all of that in the links. Finally, LA's Mayor Garcetti is set to ask the City Council today to set aside $24 million in next year's budget for the proposed $1,000 basic income trial for 2,000 low-income families, which we discussed previously. Since we're in the happy position of having so many trials that it's hard to keep track, I'll quickly review just California's current and future plans. Compton just fully rolled out its program for 800 families to get $300 to $600 monthly. Next month, San Francisco will begin monthly payments of $1,000 to 130 artists funded by grants and some hotel tax revenue. And this summer, Oakland will use private donations to fund $500 a month to 600 poor families. As well, California's $600 state stimulus checks for those qualifying for Cal-EITC are just starting to go out now. For details, see the article in the links or the state website. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the water shortage and economic redistribution model. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.